evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 3/25, 2021. And, you know, I remember this old song. And let me see what we got here. I'm just going to look at it. Maybe I'll sing it. Maybe I'll sing it. Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the streets and the sounds of running feet and the whisper in the wind, revolution. Yes, there are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. Are they Chinese? I don't know. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whispering, the word. Revolution. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the water we will gather for the fight. It's been too many years and too many tears. They have beat us before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar. Revolution. And this is out of Chris DeBerg. I'm Chris DeBerg, The Getaway. Some lyrics. And then Light a Fire is the next song. Watch and wait. Get ready for the sign. There are many here among us now. Oh, you see, all of this, even singing a song, is sedition. I better not sing that. Well, let me read here from the Declaration of Independence, okay? And here we go. Written by all those bad people, Thomas Jefferson and Adams and Monroe, all the people, George Washington, Ben Franklin, all the bad people. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And originally it should have said property, and that to secure these rights, governments were instituted among men, deceiving their just powers from the consent of the governed. But that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its boundaries or laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And prudence indeed will dictate that governments have long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is the original law of the land, the Declaration of Independence, the founding document. Somebody should send that to the Ninth Circuit, right? Somebody should send this to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I tell you, this is getting to be, somebody should send it to El Presidente Dumbo, okay? Red China Joe. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. And what do we got now? Okay, what do we got now? We've got what? We've got what now? We've got this court. All right, here we go. And here's what they have to say. The Ninth Circuit, right? Isn't this the one? See what we got here. Let's get to the Ninth Circuit Court just ruled against the Constitution and claims bearing arms in public not a constitutional right. Can you believe that? I mean, we can sit there and read the Constitution and the amendments, but now they're saying the right outlined for the people to both keep and bear arms is a God-given right, one of many spoken of in the Declaration of Independence. Apparently, the majority of the 11 judges that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals don't understand this and as such should be impeached due to their bad behavior and their ruling against what is absolutely clear in the Second Amendment. Ninth Circuit. And here's what they got to say. The 7-judge majority traced legal texts and laws back to 1348. Well, you people, it has nothing to do with 1348. It has to do with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. When the English Parliament enacted the statute of Northampton which banned carrying weapons in fairs or markets or before the King's justice, it also cited multiple laws from colonial and pre-Civil War America in which states and colonies restricted the possession of weapons in public places. Yeah, because they declared martial law. The Second Amendment, they say, did not contradict the fundamental principle that government assumes primary responsibility for defending a person who enters our public spaces. This is this Judge Bybee, piece of crap Judge Bybee, out there in the Ninth Circuit. You ought to read the Declaration of Independence and the Second Amendment of the Constitution, piece of crap. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you this. It is getting to be to where they're going to destroy this country. And who is they? It is the New World Order crowd, the Luciferians who worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and also their fallen angels, and who then, they control the banks, the high-level banks, the governments are then controlled by them. Just incredible. And now they want to take away and come and take your guns And now, Biden and Kamala Harris and all Red China Joe play cute on this today. A good president knows when to get things done. He knows the timing is the key to the importance. So I'll be announcing other things about the gun stuff later. But first, we've got to do this, that, and the other. Well, we just had two MK Ultra shooters in a row. Two of them in a row. And, you know, the second one, how many times do we have to hear the words that the FBI was aware of this person and was looking at him? We go back to Dylan and Klybold, allegedly, in Colorado, do we not? And was not one of their fathers in the FBI? Were they not also then going to shrinks, the kids, Dylan and Klybold? And then we have the guy whose daddy was high up in one of those big, let's see, what's the name of it? I'm not even going to, allegedly it's the one that approves your, one of the people that approves your credit. At the same time, they're involved in all kind of above top secret types of stuff. And his father, this is the Joker guy from, not Columbine, but from the next one at the theater. And I remember on that all kind of stuff said there were other people involved in that one too. And that guy with the orange hair, he looked like the Joker and all that. And his daddy was working for the big West Coast company that has the big contracts. And his old man was somehow involved in psychology and mind control and that kind of experiments. But now we have a radical Islamicist, but they called him a white supremacist at the beginning. And then you had the guy, the Christian, he was the typical atypical, but they thought they had another one. But they also have and gave you the three-name shooter again, only they get rid of it real quick now. What's his name? Ahmad Alawis Osama, or whatever his name was. This guy is mentally ill. But here's the deal. They're going to come for your guns. The demon commie rats. The demon commie rats under Red China Joe and Commissar Kamala, working for the Illuminati, working for all of the lefty communist hierarchy, which is also involved and was created by the London banks years ago. Communism was just another one of their isms to fight back and forth with, you see. I guess the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday will hear oral argument in Coniglia versus Strom, a case that could have sweeping consequences for policing, due process, and mental health, with the Biden administration and attorney general from 9 states urging the high court to uphold warrantless gun confiscation that would ultimately become a major Fourth Amendment case. And a Second Amendment case began with an elderly couple spat over a coffee mug. 68-year-old Edward Coniglia and his wife of 22 years were getting in a spat back in 2015 incident the case revolves around, and his wife called the police upon him, and Coniglia later was agreed to a mental health examination to prove that he wasn't going to harm himself or others after first refusing. But while at the examination, the police entered his home without a warrant and seized his guns, calling it community caretaking. Once again, from the Forbes magazine story, critically, when police seized the guns, they didn't claim it was an emergency or prevent imminent danger. Instead, the Arpers argued their actions were a form of community caretaking, a narrow exception to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement. So with Biden and Democrats hoping the Supreme Court will side with them, giving huge leeway for gun seizures without a warrant all across America, can you imagine the disaster that would unfold in this nation?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like they knocked me off the air. I was just reading here out of the article about the gun confiscation, and I don't know how far or how long I've been off, but let me just say there's a U.S. Supreme Court case, Coniglia versus Strom, in which the police, the husband and wife got in an argument, and then the wife got mad, called the cops, and said that he was crazy and he had guns, all that bull crap. Not that he ever said, and then he went to get an examination. While he's getting the examination, to make sure he was not harmed himself or others, the police entered his home without a warrant, seized his guns, calling it community caretaking. Out of a Forbes story, Forbes, I guess, a magazine story. And so with Biden and Democrats, the demon communists hoping the Supreme Court will side with them, it will give huge leeway for gun seizures without a warrant all across America. Can you imagine the disaster that would unfold in this nation should Democrats have that power? While we never wish anyone to harm, we strongly suggest that this, should this legislation pass and be signed into law, it should be Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them out in the field doing the attempted confiscation of these guns. Instead of the police, you see, let them go try to get them. And while we strongly agree, the article says we should have gun control. Gun control, in our eyes, is always aim steady, use both hands, always hit your target. Well, that's an old saw, and that in and of itself is just, you know, whistling past the graveyard. The fact of the matter is, the demon commie rats and these people are going to try to come for your guns and your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, has guaranteed your right to keep and bear arms. And they say you can't open carry. Well, then there are states that have concealed carry, all right? Some of those, Missouri, Kansas, others, Vermont, different places, you can conceal carry without any kind of impunity or without any kind of a permit or registry. But now they're going to try to register all the guns, all firearms, and then they're going to try to come and get your assault weapons, okay? And basically, these have never been, none of this stuff is ever for the point of hunting. If you read Tom Jefferson and all the people, these are the things that prevent a tyrannical government from doing what they were talking about in the Declaration of Independence. So, you know, any law or any government or any Ninth Circuit Court in violation of the Constitution in and of itself then is constitutionally inaccurate and is not providing the proper ruling on the scenario. But then again, they're going to tell the cops, police out there, sheriff's deputies, federal agents, they're going to tell you that you got to enforce all this stuff. Well, let me tell you something. You know what will happen. And then they'll say, well, then we'll bring in the military. And I've already told you, ladies and gentlemen, I've already told you, you've got to take this crap seriously. You got to take it seriously. Because I've already read to you from what the U.S. Army wrote in their deal, right? What's it called once again? Domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. You notice how the use of the word insurgency has been prominent here of late. 12 October 2008, that was put into a document for the U.S. Army shortly before the November 2008 presidential election. George Bush signed directives, which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document that I've been quoting you from. And they're talking about going door to door, going neighborhood to neighborhood, the whole nine yards, enlisting people in your neighborhood, enlisting the children to spy the parents. Here we go. Let me see what we got right here. They're going to do cordon and search. Cordon means you put a cord around it or a perimeter, and then you start to search. And what we're talking about in terms of this thing here, cordon and search, within each building establish who and how many people are living in each apartment or room. Record the names, gender, age, relationship to the other occupants. Take pictures of each where possible. There may be cultural sensitivities in this area. Then build a card, digital file, work this information with this information captured. The GPS devices, use them to establish exact locations and to locate public buildings such as schools, churches, houses, neighborhoods. Well, you got Google Earth and all that stuff, allegedly for that, don't you? And then Google's got the database of 3 billion faces. Two or three weeks later after you do this, you cordon and search a block during the evening or at night to verify the data. Avoid establishing a target or sequence pattern. In other words, they're going to vary it block to block, different things, you see. And here's what they're talking about doing right here in the document. Plan and contract for the upgrade and re-equipping of local security forces, meaning police, as required, so these forces have a superior level of arms as compared to the insurgents. For example, with weapons such as technicals. Technicals are field expedient vehicles used as weapons platforms. So they're saying purchase pickup trucks and equip them with crew-served pintle-mounted weapons such as 50 caliber machine guns or MK-19 automatic grenade launchers to be prepared for the increased interest in these weapons by all sides. So they're going to give the police, well, the police are already getting the Buffalo vehicles and all of that. Use IO planners to develop a PSYOP program designed to win the confidence and support of the population and establish a base of political allegiance. Ensure the U.S. and loyalist police forces are making the populace's life better on a daily basis. Well, that hopefully will cut down on the tickets. Ensure the townspeople all know what you are doing. Start with clean water and sewage disposal and health care, dental and checks and schools. We already got most of that. Purchase pickup trucks and equip them with cruiser, blah, 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 blah. We got that already. Now, plan for coordinate the local intelligence development gathering and analysis operations. Develop sources among the populace while recognizing underlying purposes. Children are really great nondescript collectors of information for you as well as about you. I remember when the Marines in all those little towns on the East Coast, you know, where they did sweeps through the whole communities and they had the kids, they were paying the kids on the bicycles, giving the kids money and prizes and stuff to go up and spy for them. This is years back. Here we go. Plan for development and issue an identification card for each residence. Use this card to track personal movement and as identification for elections. Checkpoints should have mobile card reader technology that feeds movement data into a computer chip database to track and enable identification of personnel movements and patterns. Where no card reader exists, track movement by assigning a color and stamp to the community or district, close group of villages or towns, and ensure that all citizens have the appropriate color. Anyone from outside of the community district will have a different color or no color. Record the 5 W's, who, what, when, where, why, gun control, and by confiscation. As the American general population is known to be the most heavily armed in the world, immediately upon the declaration of martial law and the execution by the military of counterinsurgency programs, it has been determined that the BATF will be in the process of rounding up all rifles, pistols, and so-called assault weaponry from the civil population. Lists of gun collectors obtained from firearms dealers, gun magazine subscription lists, and other sources like buying ammo online, okay? And the basics have been confiscated. Okay, and the sources, basis for the mass confiscations, gun owners will be supplied documentation by the BATF showing which pieces have been confiscated so that in the future they will be told they can then recover their weapons when the state of emergency has passed. To actuality, the weapons that do not have a high value or are not suitable for arming loyalist police forces will be destroyed by the order. So are you police out there, are you loyalists to Red China Joe and the Chinese demon Tommy rats? Are you going to be in allegiance with them and loyal? Or are you going to stand on the side of the people? Because I'm going to tell you what. We've already read the Second Amendment. We read the Declaration of Independence. And you do not think that there's going to be martial law? Well, that's in the document, the Army document. And you got now Red China Joe and Thomas R. Kamala and all their little minions, all their Luciferian scumbag minions, and all of the supreme crooks, the FBI, seeming to know every one of the MKUltra shooters, allegedly. Why is it they know every one of the shooters, but they never do anything beforehand until they send them out to shoot people so that the narrative can be put up and the raison d'etre can be made to throw you under martial law to confiscate your firearms in violation of the Constitution and then to get the scumbag Ninth Circuit Court off the West Coast to tell you that they're going to honor the old British law and not the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence, and that's the right way. There are orders query thereof, and I'm going to tell you. Woe to him that calls good evil and evil good. They're going to come for you. They're going to come to eat your livers, to kill you, to take your children, to take your spouse, your home, your color TV, all your firearms, your money, your vehicles, and they're going to do whatever they want to with them. And all Trumpkin, all you guys in the big union crowd, the big union boys, good paying union jobs. Well, he just done brought in 16,000 children in 1 month and another 16,000. You think they're going to be paying them $32 an hour? They're going to train them how to be plumbers and carpenters and machinists. Heaven forbid they make them teachers, because then they'll really be killer dealers. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to be a joke. You can read what the Lord Jesus has to tell you in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. I've read it to you many times. Read it to you many, many times. What is the antidote? It's preparation. Now, let me just give you a few thoughts. If somebody out there works with heavy equipment, you got bulldozers, you know, or excavators, or even small skid steers and that kind of stuff. But you got the big stuff, you know. I'm going to tell you what, that's going to become the armor, you see. Garbage trucks. Concrete trucks. All that kind of stuff. You put a Peterbilt with a big motor in it and soup it up. You put your dadgum thick steel over the radiator of that thing and over the windshield. And you put it down along the sides, you give you some armor, and you whip that baby up to 100 miles an hour. I'm going to tell you what, put a load on that sucker, and you can drive it through just about doggone near anything. You got a big old cat, well, hopefully it would be a Caterpillar from America, but you whatever big dozer you got, you put that blade up, and you plow on through. And I'm going to tell you, you also need to be thinking, I've told you this before, if you can't go to a bug-out location, and sometimes I'm starting to think that out in the country all alone that they can see you from the air and see your fire at night. So you got to dig something underground, don't you? You got to have underground areas or a cave or something such as that to hide from the scenario, right? Hide from the air. But I think also that you can look for places, bolt holes, inside of cities. You know, old Johnny Rivers years ago had a song, you know, trailers for sale or rent, you know, rooms to let 50 cents. You remember that song, old timers? No bone, no food, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Remember that, Johnny Rivers. Well, there's a line in that thing, he said, and every door that ain't locked when no one's around, okay? So just like the old hobos knew where to hide along the line and also how to get into certain warehouses and that kind of stuff to stay warm or to hide out, you know, you got the things in the, under the bridges. You got all kind of stuff like that in terms of the old suspension, you know, bridges across the waterway. There's different maintenance facilities, and sometimes they're adjacent to those. Out in the country, there are highline facilities, there are maintenance facilities to maintain highlines. Sometimes you're driving along a road. I'll tell you, you could drive along I-70, and if you was going east, and let's say, or you could look at it from going west from St. Louis, but if you're going east to Kansas City, towards St. Louis, you look off to the right, sometimes you can see blockhouse buildings over in the field over there by the highlines. There's all kind of stuff like that. The other thing is you can get you. Quit thinking about the big, wonderful, beautiful vacation home and that kind of stuff. You can get your Home Depot sheds, all right? Insulate them up a little bit and then dig a hole down below with a tunnel set down there, all right? And some smoke holes to come out to where you can cook underneath it or cook in it. And you can have a couple of those, all right? Put up a little solar or a wind jammer or your wind jammer thing and run you a few circuits, all right? But there's all kind of things to do and things to say and what have you. But if you're not preparing methodically for food, which is going up and up and up in price, and the capacity to make it worldwide is going down, down, down. We got the Suez Canal interdicted with a giant ship. But oh, just so you know, look up sometime. It's an Evergreen Shipping Lines, which was a company that so-and-so owned that bought an Italian Trieste or whatever shipping lines or, you know, whatever it was called. But in the old days, in the airline, in the air industry, the air shipping industry, there used to be Evergreen. Evergreen was associated with the, allegedly, the CIA and other people. And there were other guys involved in those kind of things. And it was the old Air America crowd and certain Iranians, allegedly like Farhad Azima and people like that, and a lot of people from the Bush group and all the different CIA and EIEIO types, okay? And they were involved with Evergreen Air. And they used to be down there at the canal park there in Arizona, down south in between Houston and Tucson. And they had a little section there, and they did all kind of stuff and ran stuff in and out of there. Well, there's always different names, and they change every month or week, depending upon as they need to. And allegedly, they're off-the-shelf corporations. So somebody, if they want to interdict oil, food, arms, movement of military vessels in the Middle East, you screw up the Suez Canal. And that then creates problems. And then at the same time, this U.S. military and this guy, this whatever his name is, all right? You know, the one that works for Joe. You know, Joe don't know his name. Austin, right? The thing is, they're starting to say in the military, and there's a whole lot of military that listen to this show and retired military as well, or people who are still in the game, but they're real old, but they're in the game. Briar patch types, spooky dookies, you know, shooters and looters, whatever. There's a lot of good people that are still caught up in it and have to be, because once you're in, you're never out. But I'm going to tell you what. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and he is the true CIC. And if you are with him and he's with you, and you're all about the Lord Father in heaven's business, then even if you die, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. And if you do not have that relationship, then I suggest that you repent of your sins right now to the Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And you start to wash you clean if you feel you've got too much dirt in your life and that you're covered up and it's choking you. And the faces at night that you see are so many that you do not even want to look anymore or sleep anymore. Then the Lord Jesus can start to wash you clean and to make it right for you. But you got to give him the opportunity to do so. And then the greatness of the love that out of his love he's given you. John 14, read it. Whatever you ask in his name, he will do. But he also says that which he does, those of you who are believing on him, we'll be able to do even greater things because he goes to be on with the Father. And the Father wants to be glorified in the Son. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, he also, the Lord Jesus, has given you power and dominion over scorpions and serpents and the works of the evil one. I suggest that you get it right with him and our Father in heaven quick. Now, if you're out there, I'm not saying that you run from your house right now and go somewhere. Do not go anywhere without taking it to the Lord in prayer. Don't listen to anybody or me. I'm just here to give you a watchman's warning. I'm here to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And also then secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see. And if you do not have them, then I'm not really talking to you. If you can get any ammunition, then get it. If you do not have a firearm, get one while you still can. See if your Uncle Joe or Grandpa John or Big Jim or whoever down the road has got an extra shotgun or rifle or 22 or whatever it might be. If you cannot afford a firearm, then I suggest that you look at golf clubs and bows and arrows. I saw a repeating crossbow, one which has got multiple bolts of the same thing. That's an interesting little weapon. But you can just get a regular bow and arrow and get some broadheads. can get a ball bat. You can get a machete. I mean, you can get a hatchet. Tommy Hawk. Look what old Mel Gibson did with the good little knife and the Tommy Hawk. He knew how to fight hand by hand. You can learn to fight that way by practicing against bales of straw tied off or brooms. Cut the head off of old corn brooms. Set them up and play a game against them. Just like the samurai used to do with their katanas. But you better get you something. And if nothing else, you tape up some phone books across you underneath your heavy winter coat. And you get you a doggone garbage can lid, a metal one. And you get you a machete and something else, and you go do it. But if you got some money, you can go to Sportsman's Guide. I recommend people get level 4 body armor at sportsmansguide.com. You can get 3A, 3, 4, but if you got any money, they're level 4 body armor, which is relatively inexpensive. They also have a surplus Brit and a surplus Italian Kevlar-type helmets. They also have other helmets that are available that are 3A that are brand new, but you can get those, and they're not even that expensive. But I'm talking about getting, if nothing else, get you an old steel pot from Vietnam or World War II with the liner. It might turn around or ricochet one off the top like they did sometimes. You may take one as well, but I'm telling you, you'd better get prepared as best you can. But it is water, water purification or filtration, like with a Berkey light or the stainless steel Berkeys, but having the black Berkey filters. I would also say if you can get another portable filter like a Katadyn or something like that, Combi or one of those, that you should do that. And then you need smaller, like 5-gallon stackables. 5-gallon stackables or the water bricks. Stack them up. But if you got 5-gallon or you got something with a handle, take that and try to do it. And keep the 5-gallon ones and keep purifying out of the stream if necessary or a pond or whatever with the Berkey, black Berkey filters, which will take out viruses, bacteria, the protozoas, the coliforms, the E. coli, that kind of stuff, plus about 99% of most of the chemicals, including lead, what have you. If you want to put X-ray filters in there for the, the PFPs, for the fluorides, put them in. But I'm going to tell you what, you can purify water, you can put it in the containers, you can hide it. I'm starting to see some ammo come into some areas. I still like to buy it locally if I can find it. And if you're looking 4, 5, 6 other places and you look at various times of the week, just don't go on a Tuesday or a Saturday or a Friday or whatever. Look at 2 or 3 times. Don't call and ask if they have any. If they do, they'll put it out. If you don't see any out, you can ask the guy for a particular caliber. Hey, I need some, this, that, the other. I'm finding a lot more of shotgun shells available than anything else. Although I did find brass case, Winchester 150 round packs of .223 at Shields. Shields. Some of you have Shields stores. S-C-H-E-E-L-S. Shields. Other places will have different things. Some of the small town stores and gun shops and hardware stores have stuff in the back. You might see Farm and Fleet or a Tractor Supply in a rural or ex-urban area that's got stuff that you, that people don't know about because they're not from there and they don't see it. But I'm telling you, buy what you can. And if you get a different caliber than your own, then maybe you can trade it. You see, you get something that's, you know, there. But 12-gauge shotgun shell will work pretty darn good. I even saw double on recently at a Shield store. And isn't it interesting? They don't take checks anymore. You got to either do the debit or the credit, or you got to come in with cash, because they were having people from out of state come to all their stores and buy it all up and write hot checks. So this is serious business. We're starting to see some of the grocery stores be short on many different items. The Walmarts and the Save-A-Lots and those kind of places have been short for quite some time, particularly in the mountain regions and like Tennessee and the Blue Ridge that Lady J tells us about. Because they're not trying to take them away from the mountain jacks, because they know the mountain jacks will fight. They're going to try to starve y'all out. Tennessee, the Carolinas, you know, Kentucky, Michigan, Colorado. But see, Colorado has got a weirdness to it, because Colorado has also got a large number of demon commie rats. And you go down there by Aspen and you go south and you go down there, there's one of them old red castles that old, allegedly old Poppy Bush used to hold, say, secret chief Lucy meetings down there in the underground of that. The demons are afoot. And I'm talking about the demonic entities also are afoot. The fallen angels are back on this planet. They're at work. They're at work. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if nothing else works, you look them right in the eye and you smack them right between the eyes and you announce in the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he gave you the power over the serpents, scorpions, and against the powers of the evil one. Use it. This country is going to be destroyed and is in the process already. If you think there's going to be some big miracle in a year from now in the elections, then think again. Because I'm going to tell you, the Republicans are not doing anything. If they wanted to do something right now, you'd have every Republican in every state in the large metropolitan areas, and you would have them talking to black and Hispanic populations, Asian populations. You would have them addressing the fact that under Trump, we had a 3.9% unemployment rate, and gasoline was down there, and we were in charge of our own destiny as far as fossil fuels, oil and gas. And now Biden is destroying all of that, taking that away, and then, oh yeah, Trump will run big union jobs. Bull crap, what are you going to? You're going to organize 17-year-old cartel boys or 17-year-old MS-13 or 16-year-old MS-13 gang members or MA or whatever? You're going to organize all of them? What are you going to organize them into? The new police force, secret police for Zhou Beijing, Red China Zhou Beijing, or Commissar Kamala's control with the K. You want your chaos, you want all your stuff, then you follow that lead. You follow that lead. And in the military, if you ever said, let's take America back, like from that song, remember back in the Chuck Carter days, there was the guy who said, let's take America back, blah, 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 blah. You know, I forget his name. He became a mayor of a town in California. Good guy. Where's the cowboy at? I met him several times back in the day, in the 90s. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. There is going to be a civil war. People are going to die, and that's it. These fools, that's if the fools don't start the war up in the Ukraine completely and Putin doesn't drop. If Putin does not drop, a hypersonic missile or 5 or 10 on various areas of the United States. He says he can dial one up, take out Texas. He also has discussed the right, his right. to do a first strike on America if he thinks America's going to hit him or any country that they think's going to hit him. So the cartels are using the tags, payment status tags, for the people they're sending over. You don't think the U.S. government, like the Army, told you they're going to use the color tags? Red, blue, right? Brown, whatever it is, you know, yellow, green, just like the Nazis did. So if Putin decides he can zap us and hit us with what he calls the weapon of indignation, which is the weapon where you knock down all the power grid of the United States, just like I've been telling you since 2004. I talked to Brother Quayle a night ago. We were talking about, I said, Steve, remember when you had me on as a guest in 2004? I said, man, you've been on 17 years, brother. And Steve put me on, and I want to thank him for it. And I want to thank him for helping me to make sure it was okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus and repent of my sins and to try to do the right things. Okay. And to come back. And to be a strong voice on behalf of the Lord Jesus against his enemies and on behalf of warning the remnant. And I've been obedient to that. And I want to thank everybody who's helped to keep Old Hawk on. And God bless you. There's going to be stuff like you cannot believe. And it will be done. It will be done on a worldwide basis. You can see it everywhere. And then the Space Brothers will probably walk right on in on their ships. Brother Quayle thinks that might be sooner than later. And then I guess old Ratcliffe and the U.S. military say they've got to divulge by June is what stuff's going to be coming. And you're seeing more and more divulging of that. But what they're going to do is to try to control the narrative and make you think they're there to help, or Jesus has sent us, or Buddha, or Allah, or Brahma, or whoever sent us, you know, or Tatanka sent us, or this one sent us, okay, or that one sent us. What's going to be is an attempt, and it'll be the great deception, and you'll have Lucifer come down and overlay the Antichrist. You'll have the two witnesses. You'll have the whole nine yards. You'll have the wounding in the head, and then he will come back alive as the Lucy overlays him and brings him back from the dead, you see. In a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus' return. I hope you want to keep Old Hawk in the game and striking blows against the Luciferians. I pray you do, and everybody does. May the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. FRNs, silver, gold, check, whatever. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And Lord Jesus, let me tell you, Lord, go out there right now to all those who you know them. Like our friend, going to get that bypass surgery in the Tennessee area, like all the people are getting ready to get a knee replacement. Somebody in Kearney. All the different things and all the different people. that need yours. Lord, will you give them a medical miracle right now? And will you, in many cases, preclude their surgery and restore them to full health at this moment? You're going to see military governors in this country, Lord. You're going to see them here, and you have warned us about them. You told us who's going to betray us in Luke 21. And you've also said, Lord Jesus, that, you know, if the time were not shortened for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. You then told us about Matthew 25 and the preparation, okay? Using the idea and that of the lamp and the lamp oil. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to my voice tonight, you prepare in earnest. We know not the exact time this stuff's going to go down. But if the Ukraine goes all out against Russia in the Crimean area, and they've already moved their tanks, the Russians have, and all the stuff to basically get ready to surround the Ukraine, and Ukraine is counting on the U.S. and NATO, and the day that Joe, Red China Joe, had a conference call after his cute little, that wasn't that great, press conference, where he said, did you hear him say, I don't even know if there's going to be a Republican Party in the future. Do you? He asked the one woman who maybe he's going to run for office in 2024. Don't go into that Luciferian 9 out of 5. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, including your Second Amendment, your First Amendment rights, your Fourth Amendment, your Third, your Fifth, your Sixth, all of them. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against these Luciferian scum, wherever you might find them.